Welcome to the Motivations Podcast. I'm Andrea Duncan, and I'm here today with Robin Gerrans. Hi, Robin.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Thanks so much. Tell me about yourself. What do you do?
Yeah, great question. I am a new grad, so I graduated just this past August, I guess. It was the end of the program for me. And I am lucky to have two different OT jobs. So the first, I work with Functionability. They're a private practice OT company working in the MVA sector. And so I work with them full time. And I also work casually with Dreamweavers, which is another private OT practice, but working with young adults with developmental disabilities. So two different kind of roles that I balance, but I really enjoy both of them.
Wow. And just remind us, you just graduated, right?
Yeah, this past August.
Amazing, amazing. And you've already got two jobs on the go. How do you manage all of that?
A lot of time management, I think, would be the key. I have a lot of apps for calendars and to-do lists and keeping on top of things. Because the two jobs are quite different, it is helpful because they don't overlap very much. In the MVA sector, I'm working on a lot of physical rehab and some like PTSD, mental health. And then in my other role, it's a lot of life skills training, learning to take the bus, learning to make a sandwich, those sorts of like basic pre-job kind of skills. And so because the two jobs are so different, it helps me kind of compartmentalize between the two.
Oh, so interesting. So tell me, I mean, you've hit the ground running clearly in your career. What is it that motivates you?
Yeah, I think as a new grad, what's really motivating is just to be out there practicing. Honestly, after so long in the program and you're studying and you're on field work, it feels really good to be out and just have someone trust you enough to be like, yeah, you're the OT in this situation. And this is your client and, you know, you're in charge of the treatment plan. And just to have that level of independence for me is super motivating to say, like, I've made it, like, I can actually do this job. And then, you know, when a session goes really well or when a client really builds a strong rapport with you, you're like, oh yeah, I can do this, you know, like I am able to manage this and do this role. So that's really, really motivating to me. And yeah,
that's really inspiring. That's great. And I mean, I'm imagining you didn't always feel that way right from day one. How did you get there?
Yeah. So my first client that I ever saw, like as the OT, you know, no supervision, I actually hid in the bathroom for 5 minutes before the session because I was just like, okay, like get it together. I can do this, you know? Yeah, it was really scary, the first client, because you're like, I have a whole hour. What am I gonna do? You know? But then you just kind of go back to that OT practice and knowing, you know, we've done this lots of times now. And so I went and I introduced myself, introduced the role of OT. It was like her first interaction with me. We did a COPM and identified goals and it went super well. And I was like, oh, right, this is what we're supposed to do, right? Like CPPF your way through it. And it did go really, really well. And since then, it's been a lot easier, yeah, to build kind of treatment plans and that sort of thing.
That's amazing. So just drawing on your toolbox and what you knew already.
Yeah, and I think you know more than you think you do, and we hear that a lot, but it's really true. Like, you can build interventions and the thoughts that you have. I mean, if you have kind of a gut instinct, follow it and see where it goes, and suddenly, you know, your treatment session's over and it went really well. And if not, then you reflect and you do it differently the next time.
Well, that's so great. That's so great. I've heard so many students who have recently graduated sort of struggle with that notion of like, I'm afraid I haven't learned all I need to know. I'm afraid I haven't seen every clinical situation. And then I often, just as often here, people come back and say, well, I did it. And I was I was surprised to find out I did know what I was doing. I just had to trust myself a little.
Yeah. I remind myself that if the job was easy right off the bat, then it would be boring in a year. And so being okay with that challenge and that discomfort as a new grad means that we're in an interesting career, one that's going to challenge us long term, you know? And so if it was the easiest job ever, and if I knew everything as a new grad, then I'd need a new job pretty quick because I'd get bored, you know?
I love that. That's so exciting. Yeah, and I think that's a great way to think of it, that hard is actually a good thing, although it feels scary.
Yeah.
You do have the tools you need to do amazing things out there. So motivating. If you had to write a tagline for your practice, what would it be?
I think I would circle back to that being comfortable in the discomfort. For clients, you know, their life has totally changed perhaps, or they're, you know, in a new situation and they're uncomfortable, they're in pain, they're not doing what they used to do, and helping them find that comfort, find that meaningful activity, find their new normal, something that kind of gets them through day to day as they recover. But also for my own practice, being uncomfortable with, you know, new situations and new challenges, and learning to be okay with learning and be okay with making mistakes, and learning to become, accept that discomfort as normal. I think that that's really helpful for me. And when I first started out, I had a colleague who told me that you'll never be this vulnerable in your career ever again, mm-hmm. because you're just learning so much and at the beginning of what could be an incredible career in so many different directions. And just to be take advantage of that moment to be vulnerable and to say, you know, I am uncomfortable, but let me see kind of where this leads, and kind of lean into that.
Amazing. That's so great. And you were telling me that you're reading a book that you're feeling a little bit inspired by.
Yeah. The book is called The First 90 Days. And it's actually kind of from the business literature sphere. And it's all about your first 90 days on the job. So what kind of organization are you walking into? How should you approach your boss? What kind of conversations should you have with your coworkers? And just some tips along the way of things to ease kind of those rough moments and reflect on where you are in the organization as a newcomer, right? Because as a new grad, you are the newcomer to the profession, but also to the job. And so I have really enjoyed that book. And I find that even though it's written for people kind of in the business world, I think a lot of the principles really transfer over nicely into healthcare as well.
Mm. Are there some key nuggets that you can share that you've taken with you into practice?
One for sure that I've taken in has been to answer my own questions. And so when I have a situation that I'm not sure about, I write something in an email or on the phone, something like, I assume that I could do it this way, or I thought that maybe I should try this first and then this first. Is that right? Or do you have any suggestions? And I have found that that's really helpful because it shows that you've thought about the situation. You're putting your best suggestion forward. And maybe you are right, and they say, yeah, that's great, go ahead. Or maybe you're not right, and they can kind of tailor their response to where you went wrong, rather than, you know, being like, oh, I have to think about this from what I would do. And I think it's just a better conversation starter. It shows you've prepared and thought about the question. And I found that that's been one nugget that's been really, really helpful from that book.
Oh, I love that. I think it really ties back to what you said about your sort of tagline for your practice, that the notion of being comfortable with uncomfortable. And part of one of the things that as OTs and sort of humans really that makes us feel uncomfortable is not knowing the answer. Mm-hmm. And so to ask a question and say, I don't know the answer, but this is what I think it is. Yeah. I think what you're telling us, it really demonstrates that you're skilled at thinking things through, you're reflecting, you're not sort of behaving like you're a bit helpless in the situation.
Yeah. I think that's a trap that new grads can kind of fall into, is this like, I don't know anything, like, and they kind of get frozen, right? And it is tempting sometimes to be like, I don't know, like, I just don't know. But I think that when you put yourself forward as someone who does know things, who might need some assistance and support, but who does know a lot, you get treated that way as well, right? And you get treated like, oh, this person really knows their stuff, even if you feel like you don't really. And so it's about, yeah, that fake it till you make it, have that confidence, and put yourself forward in a way that you are the professional that you graduated to be. And just, I think having the confidence to embrace that is a challenge as a new grad, but also something that's been really, really helpful.
Amazing. That's great. So if you had to send one motivational message to the graduating class of 2020, what would it be?
Just keep swimming. I think you're almost there. And so much of what you're learning will just be second nature by the time you start working. And even though it's kind of a challenge in class, you get into the workforce and you find like, oh, that actually is really helpful. And, you know, I made it through this, and it just feels so good on the other side.
So that's really inspiring. Thanks so much, Robin. I really look forward to seeing what you do with the next 90 days of your career, and then the next 9 to 10 years even.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been really great. And I'm yeah, really looking forward to what comes next.
Awesome. Thanks so much.